From Spark and Anvil and Gridforge, this is Gridly, in Chapter 1 of the Gridforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Gridly runs a whole arcade of grid games, and he has a favorite secret he loves to share. There aren't as many games here as it looks. 5 boards line his hall: Connect Four, Gamoku, Hex, Reversi, Dots and Boxes. And to a newcomer, they look like 5 completely different challenges. Gridly just smiles. 5 games, he says, walking the row, but really only about 4 ideas. Connect a line, fork with 2 threats, flip who owns a piece, count who's forced to move. Learn those 4, and you don't have 5 games to master. You have 4 ideas that keep showing up in new costumes.
Gridly learned the power of transfer because, as a young piece, he treated every new game as starting from 0. Each time he met a new game, he'd grown. Another whole set of rules and tricks to memorize from scratch, as if nothing he already knew could help. Learning felt like an endless pile of unrelated things, and it exhausted and discouraged him. He was sure some pieces were just naturally good at games, and he wasn't. An old host of the arcade changed his whole view with one question. Gridly had just learned the fork in Connect Four. 1 move, 2 threats. The host walked him to the Gamoku board. "Look for it here," she said. Gridly protested that this was a different game. "Is it? You just learned to make 2 threats at once. Can you do that here too?" He could. A double 3 was the very same idea. Then Hex. A bridge was 2 safe paths at once. The same idea again. Gridly was stunned. The thing he'd learned in one game had walked straight into the next. He hadn't been starting from 0. He'd been carrying his ideas with him the whole time and just not noticing.
He came to the Gridforge Academy as its mentor, the one who connects all 5 games. On his first day, the head asked what he taught that the specialists didn't. "They each teach 1 game's move," Gridly said. "I teach where that move shows up again." He pointed down the row of boards. "Rowan's connection is in Connect 4, Gamoku, and Hex. Twain's fork is in Connect 4 and Gamoku. Flank's flipping is Reversi. Odwin's parody is Dots and Boxes, and it's the same who moves last idea as the checkers end game next door. Once you see the 4 ideas, every new game gets easier because you've met most of it before." "Most mentors teach games," the head said. "You teach transfer." And that has been Gridly's role ever since, the host who turns 5 games into 4 reusable ideas.
A discouraged young piece came to him. "There are so many games, I'll never learn them all."
Gridly grinned. It was his own old despair. "You don't have to learn them all as separate things," he said. "Come here." He walked the young piece down the row, naming the shared idea at each board. Connection, fork, flip, parody. That's almost the whole arcade right there. When you meet a new game, don't ask what are all its new rules. Ask which of the 4 ideas does this one use, and suddenly you already know half of it. The young piece looked down the row and for the first time didn't see 5 walls of rules. It saw 4 familiar ideas wearing 5 costumes. "That's the secret nobody tells you," Gridly said. "Learning isn't an endless pile of separate things. It's a handful of big ideas that keep coming back. Spot them, and everything new gets easier."
Later, the young piece asked what Gridly loved most about his arcade. He thought for a moment. "That learning compounds," he said warmly. "Every idea you truly understand makes the next game, the next anything, easier, because ideas travel. The fork you learn in Connect 4 waits for you in Gomoku. The parody you learn in Dots and Boxes waits for you in the checkers endgame. Nothing you learn is ever wasted or stuck in one place." He gestured down the whole glowing row. "So when something new looks overwhelming, don't count the rules. Look for the idea you already know.
hiding inside it. It's almost always there. The young piece left walking slower down the row, spotting the four ideas in every game, and feeling, for the first time, not buried under how much there was to learn, but lifted by how much of it was already familiar.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Gridley. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.